We're here with Louis Garcia of Safeguard. Again, Louis, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Adam.
Now, we all know that the F&I manager has some discretion in how much money they're going to be able to get, and the tendency many times can be to just drop the price a little more after each no. What's the danger of doing that?
Well, Adam, as soon as you drop the price, what you do is you lose credibility with the product. The most important thing for these F&I managers to remember is that what they're selling has value. They just have to build the value for that consumer. I know when I was an F&I manager before I came to work here at Safeguard, I sold the products because I was told to sell the products. Now that I work here at Safeguard and I see the claims, I see, you know, how life-changing this can be for people, it's one of the biggest things that I try to express to the F&I managers, hey, there is a value in this product. When you start cutting the price, you're cutting the value. And an F&I manager, you're right, as soon as they hear that first no, well, okay, can you do it for 10 bucks a month? No, okay, can you do it for 8 bucks a month? No, can you do it for 6 bucks a month? And, you know, before long, the customer's saying, where's the floor? You know, can I get it for free? Can I get it for a dollar? Instead of going that route, build the product up. You know, it's if you have a valuable product, if you know it's going to cover the customer, you know it has good insurance backing, it has industry-leading coverage, stand behind your product. You know, if it's $8 a month, build the value in that $8 a month. And never forget the silver bullet we have in F&I. And, you know, that's being able to break it up. So it's $8 a month, it's $4 every 2 weeks, it's $2 a week, it's 25 cents a day. That's our silver bullet in F&I. Break it down to the ridiculous before we start cutting off the top line.
That makes sense.